All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Game day. Helmets. Preferably on.
Sure.
As we prepare for this, let me see here. I just want to make sure, because you know how I am with numbers and you know how I am with math, and I'm a stickler for them.
Mm-hmm.
Team game 59 for the Calgary Flames tonight.
Nice.
59 of 82, I believe. Although it is a leap year, so I don't know how many we play this year.
Mm.
Do we play 83? I'm not sure how exactly that goes, but it's a game day. Welcome to Barn Burner. Focus again. See, that's what the problem is I start the camera and then I go do stuff.
Yeah.
And then I come back, but I think
you're good now.
Yeah, we're back in there. Yeah. It's the Los Angeles, the Kings of Los Angeles in town to play. That's gone again. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway.
Need tech support at your house, Dean. Come on now.
Yeah. The Kings and Flames tonight. Can't wait for it. Can't wait. Cammy and I are going to do some afterburner afterwards. Might even talk about the game, depending on how it goes. We're not sure yet.
Be careful with her. She'll talk over you, Dean.
Yeah, I know. You got to tell her to please don't interrupt me. Very polite, but you do have to get those things straight. What else can we tell you about today? We got the little Pender report. Got to tell you about that.
Do they play tonight?
Still the Kings. Los Angeles Kings. Kings were in a...
I should have had Dustin Brown on. I was just talking to Dustin Brown, former King, captain.
I think it's this thing. I think it's my on-air sign that it locks in on the
what's the letters
there, do you
this
think? Is... I'm trying to cover up the on-air, my little thing there. Anyway, so they play in Edmonton last night. They had a 1-0 lead, had a 2-1 lead.
Yeah.
Could not hang on.
No.
Couldn't hang on.
It's driving you nuts, isn't it?
A little bit.
You got.
Although I don't know why I give a shit. So
do you have construction?
No, someone does though.
Yeah, we got some construction. We're probably at the epicenter of the Marta Loop construction this morning, which it's fucking awesome. Let's have a look here from just 10 minutes ago. Vacuum truck. There was some backhoe drilling, breaking up concrete earlier. Two vacuum trucks within 20 paces. Awesome.
It'll be worth it though when it's done.
Do we know what Beverly Hills? Yeah.
You know what it is that they're doing?
Yeah. They have to get some shit underneath there without breaking all the lines that go in and out of the building.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, but important. If you have never been to that area and you go down and you see, are you going to be, wow, it looks amazing down here. Look at all the work that they've done. Or will they just lay down
Beverly Hills? Yeah.
They'll lay down a new sidewalk that'll look just like the old sidewalk and no one will be of the wiser.
I've been told it's going to completely revolutionize Western Canada, this two streets. So, I mean, lofty expectations. I know they'll deliver.
Money well spent.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is, money well spent. Well, what can we tell you about the Kings? So they lose last night, but they're still a very good hockey team. I don't know if you knew that. Still a very good team.
They're rolling an old Calgary tandem, Dean.
Well, it's going to be a Flames goalie tonight, a former Flame goalie in net for the LA Kings. That we can confirm.
It'll be confusing for the people to throw together the montages.
So tough, yeah.
Right?
Maybe just a dual montage.
You got to make two?
Have they had one before? Those guys, were pretty...
Talbot would have got one, probably. Thank you, polite clap. I don't know that Dave Riddich got there.
We're pretty free and easy with the old montages these days. I wonder if Talbot did fight. Mike he fought an Oiler goalie. Right.
Yep.
So there is that.
Forever a Flame.
It's David been Riddick. A good, 4 years since Talbot was here. We've done this a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he had stops in Minnesota, Ottawa, and now LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could say he's well traveled. I suppose
he's going to be 36 and a free agent. So, you know, if you want to really start banging the drum to bring him back this summer.
We were talking about the other, I didn't realize how many games and how well he played for Edmonton going back to that short time he was there.
Yeah, the 1 year that was phenomenal.
Yeah, the 1 year that was actually very good and coming out of New York, right? He was with the Rangers and then back came up to Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And then it's transient since then. He's kind of been all over the place.
Just kind of what happens to those middling goalies, right? If you're kind of like 15th to 30th in the world at net, you move around a lot.
Yeah, you do. What else do we know about Talbot? He fought a goalie.
Very nice fellow.
Is a very nice fellow. I was surprised when we were in Florida right before COVID, he was with the team on that trip. I was surprised. Very tall and lean.
Yeah, he's a goalie.
Very lean, very tall. 6'4". Yeah, tall and
he could hide behind a beanstalk, right?
Yeah. What is the Jack Spratt? He could eat no fat and something could eat no lean or something. How'd that go? Was it Jack Spratt's wife that couldn't? So she was fat.
What are you saying about her? You go easy on his wife there.
Yeah, take it easy.
Mind your business.
I didn't write it. I'm just.
Yeah, well, you're just.
Jack Spratt could eat no fat.
You're alluding to it.
That's his wife could eat no lean. No, she's chubster.
Dean, we have a very firm policy about not talking about people's wives on the show unless
not a real person, Ryan. Not a real person.
That's not
like me saying, you know, Bugs Bunny had a big ass. Not real. Don't take it personal, Bugs.
Donald Duck didn't wear pants.
That's crazy.
Put some pants on.
That's why the Simpsons and the Family Guy and South Park are so good. They get away.
Marge, huge rack. But hey, listen, not real. Jeez. All right. You can't cancel me for that, can you? Jesus Christ.
I'll try.
Jeez, pump the brakes here.
Did she have a big rack? I missed that.
I don't know. You know who was hot, though?
Wilma. Betty.
Yeah.
Betty for me.
Well, Betty from Archie Comics.
No, Betty from.
And then Betty from, Betty Rumble.
I mean, both, yeah.
Were you into redheads? Like, because Wilma was very red, like very red hair.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
I don't like buns.
Red buns?
Jack, of the names you've just heard, how many have you ever heard before in your life? Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, so neither Betty, not Betty Rubble or Betty Cooper, right? It was Betty Cooper, I believe.
Yeah,
Veronica Lodge, Betty Cooper.
Oh, Veronica.
That's... Wilma Flintstone, Betty Rubble. Ooh. Blank screen. Nothing there, Jack. Just
nothing.
You're not familiar with Archie Comics there, Jacko?
I don't read, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's not really. Barely reading, to be honest. It's not really.
It's an excuse. Or
I don't read.
Yeah. Poor Jack doesn't have the excuse about the Playboy articles. He has to just acknowledge it's the photos he was into.
Yeah. Apparently there was words. I don't know what articles are really. Ah, okay. So for the Flames, this, I was going to take a screenshot, but I didn't. The streaky nature of this team is.
I got it for you.
It's comedic because they've won three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, they lost. Do you want to start and then move forward? Or do you want to be where we are and move back? How do you want to do
it? I can start chronologically. Win four, lose four. Win four, lose three, win three. They haven't alternated a win and a loss, like a single of each, since like last year.
Yeah. 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 Huh.
Yeah, it's tough to make sense of this group because they look great against great teams. They look like shit against shitty teams. And then you mix that in with this hot, cold back and forth. And it feels like chips in, they're good enough versus this is the complete dead end to sell everyone. Like it's been an emotional roller coaster. This is like watching Zadorov play.
Been an emotional roller coaster.
Yes, it has.
Look at Red. He's tore up.
Are you really? Ripping.
Where is it here? Is this while we're doing this? Okay, I'm gonna try and do this on the fly. Do you guys want to try and talk amongst yourselves?
Yeah. What are you trying to do on the fly? Let us.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna do something on the fly, and then we'll see if it works.
Rhett, tell us about your flight path today. You're returning to Calgary after a Lynx Air folded when they heard you were gonna come make a scene on one of their flights.
I think I would almost be there if that flight was. I was leaving tomorrow. So, but it was very direct.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't get more direct.
It was like basically almost from Buffalo straight to Calgary.
It was, yeah. It was
and now today, instead of that, you have.
Well, you always want to go. Flying? Yeah. You want to go east before you go west just to get the feel for the wind and the air and the jet stream.
Oh, right? I got to throw off that jet lag. You got to trick
so
it.
If I go
going this way, just little, kidding. Psych. That way.
You missed me. So I got to go to New York and then to Calgary. It's great.
Just a short pass through New York. How long's the layover? Can you get buckled there or no?
I was going to say, do you have to get off the plane and everything or do you just kind of.
Oh, yeah. No. Switch planes. Yeah, do it all. It'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. I love New York.
Which, we're doing some Guardia?
No, JFK. They've got a real good sushi joint. Let's see if I can't grab a roll or two.
Very nice.
What are the three? It's LaGuardia is New Jersey. Or no, it's Newark.
That's Newark.
LaGuardia and JFK. There you go. Wow. Whew.
Look at us.
You really don't want to hang out at any of them.
No, airports kind of suck. I feel like what you want is have a private jet these days. Then you could travel like parents did when airplanes first started, where you'd walk up 10 minutes before your flight and walk right to the gate and go on rather than queue up for 2.5 hours like fucking cattle.
Yeah, I have a PJ, but they have banana peels and pineapples and stuff on it. Pajamas,
I see.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. What was that? You sent a photo yesterday, a picture. It looked like there was like blood and carnage or barbecue
sauce. Yeah, was that barbecue sauce in your white t-shirt? What the hell was that?
Definitely carnage. I was making a bowl of tomato soup, and that's where it ended up. It was mass disaster. It did look like a slaughterhouse. It was everywhere.
Okay.
I'm going to forward that to Jack. So
Shoveler found it yesterday and was still cleaning it up today.
Yeah, you just hide that stuff. Just hide it.
It's hard to get under the rug.
Okay, so Ryan, we've got it now. Jack has got it. I sent it over. So can you run through the streak again for us? The Flames.
Four wins in a row.
Four?
Ooh, feeling good. Four losses in a row. Oh, my God. Just not feeling good at all.
So four
wins in a row.
Four.
Oh, God. They're good again. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Three losses in a row.
Okay.
And then three wins in a row.
Okay. That reminds me because, so what are we? Are you good? Are you up? Are you done? This was on the Winnipeg Jets social media yesterday. And I figured even before this, and I figured there's kind of a tie-in because it's a lot of numbers and it can be confusing. And because I'm terrible at math.
Right.
This was the Jets trying to figure a mathematical equation and a problem.
Oh,
don't have time for this. I'm gonna read it real quick.
I bought a cow for $800.
I sold it for $1,000. I bought it again for $1,100.
Sold it again for $1,300. How much did I earn?
So bought it for $800, sold it for $1,000. rebought it for 1100, sold it for 13. How much did I earn? Just a
math question. You earned 200 the first time.
And sold it again for 1300.
I'm in a pretzel right now.
You made 200, then you lost 100 of that. 300. Yeah, $300. That's how much you made. I'm going to go with that.
400.
No.
Yeah, so you made 200, but then now you're down 100.
Lost money. Looks like it anyway.
200?
It's 200.
He won't even. I think. Evenly up $100.
400, right? There you go. 400.
You're down 100 bucks.
Nice. Perfect.
400 bucks. Bingo. Duh. Back off for 800. Make 200 bucks.
Sold it again for 13.
$400.
Wow. Is that right? I'll go with the Cornell guy's answer. It's 400 bucks.
You made 200 bucks. You made 400 bucks? No, that doesn't sound right.
My parents would be proud of me. My education's paying off. Just learned comprehensive high school.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Elaine would be very proud.
I gotta look at it closer.
No, but who is that? You made 400 bucks. Yeah, duh.
400.
What, Nate?
400. Smart man.
You earned total $400. Your profit's not, but you earned 400. Okay. That's what I got. Good answer.
There you go. So the peon coming through at the end there. I like Swift Current Comprehensive High School. Pay it off. So good on good on Lowry for coming through. But that, you know what that is? That's my brain every single day.
Mm.
It just stops it moving along. Your day's going great, and then all of a sudden the binders math. Come on. Okay, well.
Math.
Okay, so what are we? Where are we going? What were we doing? What was I saying?
Why did he bought the cow again? That was more expensive than what he sold.
Did I buy
it
a cow? So I bought a cow for a.
And he sold it again, and he sold it again for more.
And when I saw this the first time, I was like, I was like Schultz. I like, okay, wait. I'm in a pretzel right now. So 800 to.
So what you're saying maybe is there isn't a strong correlation between being good at math and being good at hockey. That's kind of, I think, our takeaway here.
I'm not saying anything, Ryan.
All right.
I gotta send that to the shoveler. Show it to the kid. That's great inspiration. Right
there. You know, no, this the answer to this one is the rancher. He'd have no problem with this one right here. He's bought and sold some cows before.
Yeah, I can tell you about that. Yeah. Well, what kind of cow? I mean, did you get a good price? I don't 800 for a cow.
Yeah, who's paying for shipping?
Yeah. Anyway. So
what's the answer?
Well, I mean, he made 200 bucks in these transactions. So what's 200 plus 200?
Yeah.
That's your answer. Good talk, guys.
So the Flames have won 3 in a row.
We think. It is 1 plus 1 plus 1.
The math says.
That's 3 in a row.
Yeah, the math says.
3 in a row? It's 3? Okay. So 3.
Clearly the math has spoken. Yeah. It's 3 in a row.
But imagine now you can flip this both ways, and you could say, well, imagine if they didn't give those wins back right away after they got them. Or you could say, well, what if they never won those games? It was just I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of are what you are. You can't just disappear portions of the schedule.
Your record by now is, I told you, game 59, guys. It's game 59. Yeah. By
it's
now,
a large sample, Dean.
You know what you are. You know what you are. And that seems to be about 7 points back of the LA Kings in the standings. I was going to say, he put up the on their daily DFO thing, their show there. They put up the Western Conference, the wild card, the fight for the wild card standings. Didn't include the Flames. Didn't even put them in there.
How many teams do they have in that?
Didn't even bother to put the Flames. No egregious. Respect. There it is.
5 out with a game in hand? Jesus, Frank.
That's all you get. That's all you get.
Well, to be fair, that's just no one chasing. That's who holds the playoff spots. That's okay. How about Nashville doing it? They sold last year, boys. Remember that? Matthias Ekholm, see you later. Tanner Janot, see you later.
They went on a 5. Because remember now, they went out on a road trip. They were going to go to the Sphere and watch U2. And Andrew Brunette said, fuck that. You guys aren't playing. You think we're going to see Bono in the Edge at the Sphere the way you're playing? No chance. Pack your bleep. We're getting out of here. And then they won all five of their road trip. First time they've ever swept a road trip of 5 or more.
That's just that's a bad leadership in that room, Rhett. You can't be letting a winning streak happen after the coach takes away something nice.
I know, right?
What are the odds you'll ever do anything nice again? You just Is it Hines that's coaching there? He's just ready to drop the gauntlet again. Next time you lose one in a row, that's it. No more food on the planes. Like, Come on now. You gotta push back here, fellas.
Or win before you want to go to this concert. There's also that option to, hey, fellas, if we're going to have a blowout here in Vegas, maybe, just maybe, we should put a few wins together.
Right.
Can we have a sidebar conversation? Just kind of
for people
that are listening or watching, we just need to have a conversation. It's not really anything show related, but just give me a second. Are we doing the show there tomorrow, or where do we want to do it? Right, you want to do it at your house? Want to do it at my house? But with the parking and the noise
and the cold,
it's kind of cold. Do we want to do something different?
It's like 15 here.
Do you want me to talk to the landlord, see if we can get you a parking spot in the alley, Dean? I know that'd help you a lot.
Listen, it is 19 degrees here. It's the exactly opposite there. Minus the
warm up. Don't you worry. Whose jersey's getting hung up there tonight?
It doesn't matter.
You pick your spot.
Plus 20 almost here in the B-low. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys come down here?
That's about how we would operate. We'd get there and you'd be here. That would be on brand.
Do there.
Yeah. I'm just asking for reasons. So it's just, where will we be doing the show tomorrow?
Brett? Not my house. My house is not equipped to handle guests and folk like you.
Sure it is.
No.
You have internet, right?
Maybe.
That's all you need.
I don't know. I'll have to find out when I get there tonight.
When's the last time you were in your house?
December.
Yeah.
How's that going? Have the rats taken over yet?
I hope so.
Pinder, no more rat videos, by the way.
After tomorrow. Today.
All right. We can do it at my house if you want to do it at my house. I don't want to promise any high-end results like we all normally do, but
yeah, like this, yeah.
Super high-end. Yeah. 5 degrees tomorrow, right? You stop your bitching about the weather in Calgary. That's classic Calgary. 25-degree change just within 24 hours.
Where are you?
It's a brisk one, though. Yeah, it's a brisk one. There's no question about it. It's still February here. February came in and said, hey, remember me?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what it's like in February?
I had noted to Boom that you may be in studio tomorrow, and he's just wants to know exactly where you're going to be so he can be at the other spot. So if you're going home, he'll come in. But if you're coming in, he's going to want to go from home. I get it.
I'll have lots of radiation because of my flying, so he'd want to avoid that.
How long do you buzz after the flight? I thought
I think if you do a big workout, it really blows. It gets a lot off you.
Okay.
A lot out of you.
Jack, where do you want to do the show tomorrow?
Let's go to your house.
Yeah?
Buns?
Yeah.
Bun show?
Do some buns. Make some food.
There will be grub, no question about it. Mm. We could do it here. Or we could go to the studio, whatever we want to do.
We've got a Department of Discipline podcast filming tomorrow afternoon, which is going to make the commute a little more difficult.
Right.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, the commute.
Yeah, we should have done this off air. This is a complicated. It's like here's a math question.
Here's the thing.
Mm.
Somebody is looking to. I mean, you know what it is. So, what address am I giving to him for the delivery for
tomorrow? Oh,
yeah, your house. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Now he wants to.
You're right, Red. You might not be equipped to host a show. Maybe we should do it at my house.
No, you've got other people that live there. My house, nice and quiet, total focus.
Or studio.
I might sleep at the studio some nights, so I might need to grub there.
Just leave a sock on the door, Rhett, and then we'll know.
If one of you guys want to let our buddy know where we're going to be tomorrow, that'd be great.
Yep.
He's trying to coordinate.
Deal.
The deal. So what do we, there's a few other things I want to talk about. We're going to get into it, but where's my damn notes? I'm all over the place. Service Credit Union. I want to tell you about Service Credit Union. And then more about this hockey game tonight.
Mm.
But more importantly, it's Service Credit Union. Let's be honest. The Service Big Share is back for the, it's the sixth year now, with your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Just by saving money, a chance to win more money. Come on, Service Credit Union, you guys. Silly goose. Anyone can enter by becoming a member and saving with Service. Every $500 saved gives you 5 entries into the Service Big Share contest. Transfer your existing savings to service for chances to win $1 million. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. Imagine you're sitting at home. Phone call, whatever comes through. Hi, yeah. it's Bill Terwilliger here at
Jim McGillicuddy Union.
Yeah. Just wanted to say we appreciate your business. You transferred your savings account over to Service Credit Union, and you had the entries. Congratulations, you're our big you've won the contest. What do you do then?
Book a flight to Vegas. Come on, Dean. I know you. You love Vegas.
Vegas. I mean.
Wow.
We're talking big money here. We're talking this service.
That's how you celebrate winning. It's not how you spend it all. That's how you say, you know what? We won something big. Let's go celebrate. Guys, I've got strep throat. I'm going to be off the show for 4 days, and then you bomb it down to Vegas.
PJ.
PJ.
Yeah. PJ.
PJ.
When are you getting us a PJ, right? When are we doing a... How much for a PJ to Australia?
Ooh,
that's a long flight.
Is that's
it? Is that a long flight?
I think that's
it's about 14. Yeah, 14 and a half from Elon, LA.
See if Elon will loan us one.
Yeah.
He's not into loaning, he's into keeping.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, he's a giver.
Yeah, he is a giver. He is something. The record, and I don't have a board or anything built. There's nothing.
Okay.
But again, the man crush continues for Marty Pospisil.
Oh.
Remember, we showed you that graphic with Pospisil in the lineup, without Pospisil in the lineup. You can add 2 wins to that graphic since, which now the Calgary Flames 25-13-4 when Pospisil is in the lineup, 3-12-1 when he is out of the lineup. You talk about sample sizes. That is a large enough sample size to tell me Pospisil's our boy. He's a man. Man crushing this.
I'm just going to hammer out the points percentage here on this to tell you exactly when Marty Pospisil in the lineup, who the Calgary Flames actually are.
Just stand by for a moment. Almost 660 something.
Six, the number of the beast.
Sixes and fours. Mm-hmm. We're back to math again.
Yeah, it is a lot.
It's good stuff.
A lot of math this Tuesday.
Question they are, for you.
They're better than the Colorado Avalanche with Marty Pospisil in the lineup.
Ho! Hart Trophy nominee, Martin Pospisil.
I don't know how you give it to anyone else.
Tink, 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 tink. Get the trophy ready. Start etching his name in it. Hart Trophy.
642 points percentage. Good Austin Lord, Matthews, Marty. Who? Settle down.
This guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Kadri continues to roll. 6 points in his last 3 games. He's at
same line, those two cats, Dean.
Point per game pace or better after that first 8-game stretch. What was it? He had 1 point in that opening 8 games since then.
Yep.
Stud
since come on Eileen, he's been great.
Who leads the LA Kings in goals?
LA native Thousand Oaks product Trevor Moore would be my guess. He's having a monster year, but he's been cool of late.
Scored last night, first in 13 games,
yeah,
but still leads the way with 22 goals. I was surprised to see that. I would not, I would have gone many picks deeper than Trevor Moore as the leading goal scorer.
Fiala, Kopitar. Byfield,
Kempe,
ELD, Kempe. There's lots of guys that should have more than that. And to be fair, like Blake Coleman would be leading this team in scoring. That's a surprise, right? Like the Kings don't have a 23 goal guy.
Crazy.
That might be one of the lowest totals in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Why do we do this show?
It makes you happy.
It makes you happy?
No, it makes you happy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, see? That's why we do it.
Time for the Pinder Report, a presentation of Village Honda. Honda Civic continues to lead the way in value, reliability, and performance. The 2024 Civic received a 10 out of 10 in Car and Driver's Comprehensive Vehicle Testing. The Civic Type R and Civic Si ranked number one and number two, respectively, in the Sport Compact category. They, of course, are located in the Northwest Auto Mall. They are your dealership for life, and they present...
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
And the Pinder Report.
Fellas, let us start with a peek at the Western Conference wild card standings, where two parties clashing at the Scotiabank Saddledome tonight. There it is, the wild card one holding LA Kings and the wild card wannabe Calgary Flames, who are five back with a game in hand on the Nashville Predators for the final playoff spot in the West. Kings look a little something like this. Look at the depth down the middle. This should be a good team, and at times this year it has been a good team. Kopitar, Deneau, Dubois down the middle, and Blake Lizotte. We used to make fun of Blake Lizotte. They got a guy named Blake Lizotte. Blake Lizotte scored that night. He's been very good since. What a lovely undrafted college free agent signing. Kempe, Laferriere on the top line, Fiala and Moore on the second line, and Quentin Byfield, who's had a breakout season with Arthur Kaliev flanking Pierre-Luc Dubois. That's Kings, boys. They're there. Played last night in Edmonton. Lewis. Yeah, Louis's back there. This will be their sixth game in 10 days. There's the D pairings. Gavrikov and Doughty, somebody I've never heard about, and Matt Roy, and Jordan Spence and Andreas Englund, who's right up there amongst the league leaders in fights. We'll see if Brant Clark gets back in the lineup. He was scratched last night, but had been playing a bunch prior. Offense is good. Defense is sus, as my kids would say. Sus.
Is it a little sus? It's annoying.
Sus. Yeah, very annoying.
Yeah.
Sus. So we'll see if Clark returns into the lineup.
I like Brant Clark.
Oh, don't we all? Yeah.
I'd like but to I pick feel him like, up.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of on that list of players that no longer available.
I would think so, yeah. He and Byfield there. Stan Coven in Dallas, he's on that list.
Yeah.
Guys. Rhett?
What?
Get ready to be excited because one of your favorite humans ever that you delivered to this fine city has set his feet back on native soil. Let's go. Mika.
Looks different.
He looks young.
He's not wearing the hat. What a skid.
You have the hoodie on there. It's probably some Finnish death metal band. Love to see it. Good stuff.
He's tired. He knows
it's Calgary. He's got his winter jacket, Rhett.
That kid pissed all over my carpet.
The one in the red there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How old was he?
Young.
15, geez. No. There he is, boys. This is on Flames TV off their social media. He brought the cold weather for me. It was very nice for a while, but we got to remind him it's still Western Canada in the winter. How good is that?
Find out where he's staying.
You find out where he's staying. What do you mean, me find out where he's staying? This is your boy. He should be on the show tomorrow. Let's go.
What kind of reporter are you? Find out where he's staying so we can.
What kind of a friend are you?
Talk to him. He doesn't have. He's got two friends.
Depot and who?
Those friends are your friends.
Noodles.
Depot and
Noodles. Boy, come on. Noodles will be in town soon, too.
I don't even think Peter Hanlon's on that list. I'm going to text and find out. Keep going, right?
There you go. See? This is the kind of stuff. Book him for the show. Let us know when it's done. Thank you. Good news for the Calgary Flames. Dino, as one of their top defensive prospects who's missed a lot of time this year. Big Red, January Poirier, back in practicing with the Wranglers. It was a bit of a scare early this season as he got tangled up with an Abbotsford Canuck and a serious slice on his arm that's cost him, well, until now, with the Wranglers. This is one of, I suppose, a suddenly large collection of offense-first defensemen that may or may not be impact NHLers. Good to see him back. Maybe we see a bit of him post-deadline down the stretch if things go well. Maybe he needs a bit of time to get reacclimatized. He has played hockey for a long time.
Let's go. More kids.
LFG.
This is another guy. Tons of skill and ability. Now let let him harness it and get him into the fold. Let's go. As they said, JP.
JP.
Attaboy. You know me.
Yeah, you know me. Sorry, JP.
You down with JP?
You down with JPP? Jason Pierre-Paul?
That's the guy that blew his hand off. Fireworks. Is he the one that blew his hand off?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Back July 4th.
It's a tough day. Careful out there. Back it up, Tara. Back it up. Last night. Yeah, that happens. Kings were in action last night. It's the third game in a row. The Flames will play a team on the second end of a back-to-back. This is one of 10 on the season. Seven times they have been a team on the back-to-back over the course of the full season. So I'm being told. Let's take a look at the first half of the back-to-back where Connor McDavid was still doing McDavid things. 90-point season. That's done again. Not bad when you've done that 8 years in a row. And not bad when one of the seasons had 50-some games and the other was like 70, 71 because of COVID. He might be a keeper. Hmm. I want to look into an extension on that guy when this deal's up.
He's very braggy.
Nah, he's not bragging. The NHL's bragging him up. Hasn't scored in 10, though, Rhett. So, you know, I mean, two overrated sides to every story, right?
Is that for, like, he really hasn't that scored a goal correct. In 10
Longest
games?
Career goal-scoring drought.
Wow.
Longest. He was asked about it at practice yesterday and said, yeah, I'm not going to score any more goals. I'm just going for assists. I'm only passing. The Oilers media took that very well. They definitely understood it was a joke, and there was a lot of laughter.
No, don't do that. You should still try and score.
But Connor, don't you know how much this team means to us? Us ink-stained wretches? Come on. Let's go to the schedule tonight in the NHL. Dean, 11 games plus the Flames and Kings.
Right.
Whatever 11 plus 1
However is. You want to shake it out, there's there 12.
It is. There yep. it is. We'll revisit in our DoorDash what's on the menu later, but there are a few tasty taters in there. I'll tell you that.
Crappy. Yeah,
there's a few good ones.
Dallas, Colorado. She's a banger.
Ooh, Dino. Dino's reading on the menu. He knows what's up.
She's a banger.
What's happening in Orlando tonight, though, Dean? That's the real question. Orlando. Now, what pro sports teams are in Orlando? Anyone? Orlando. Well, the Magic, because that's where
the Grizzlies.
Shaq Daddy played.
Yeah.
The Magic. Yeah. Magic Grizzlies. That's the
Solar Bears.
The Atlanta Solar Bears, the ECCHL. Oh my God, it's Cavalry FC in the Orlando City football thing. The Lions. Oh, the Cavs right. got smoked last week.
I was going to say, didn't they get shit pumped last time?
This is the second leg. Now, Orlando played on the weekend against Montreal. They play again in a couple days. We'll see if they roll out their dusters or their regulars. The regulars made pretty impressive work of the Cavs, 3-0. Boys in good spirits, though. Look at that stadium, 25,000, Dino. All right. That'll be the biggest crowd this group's played in front of. Looks nice, Rhett, hey?
Oh,
Orlando.
Weather.
And the ship won't be as warm, but it will be more welcoming. 4 p.m. kickoff. Book those sales calls from 3 to 5, folks, and get down to the ship.
Free plot, like...
Well, I mean, if just you want to watch
the
game.
Free. He gets all kinds of shit.
Got the logo up there. We got, jeez, okay.
Why would we talk about a Calgary sports team? It would be too weird.
No, you're right, Ryan. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, where else can you watch the game in town, Dean?
You couldn't have mentioned that they were playing. So tonight, like you can't get it on in the internet. It's not online.
It's on the One Soccer app, Dean, if you have that. The only bar in town showing it is the one I mentioned. So tip of the cap to the people showing the local sports team on their TVs.
Correct. You're right. I'm wrong. You're good looking.
Let's
I'm not.
Go to the construction work site.
Yes.
This is fellas having a little fun. Now, how strong are these 2x4s, you think, Rhett? Because the boys have got the itch. It's been a long time since they had NFL football. Let's have a look. Route 32.
Is that McCaffrey?
That's stacked up at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
It's like the other team knew it was coming.
Yeah.
What is that? The truck stick, I think, is what happened there. Oof.
I think the Cleveland Browns have signed that 2x4 to an $18 million a year contract.
Now, in fairness, it went exactly how we thought it was going to.
Yeah.
Like some of these do.
Would seem to be a construction guy, right?
Yes, yes.
You should have some familiarity with the strength of a 2x4.
Yes. Now, speaking of thinking how things are going to go, guys are dumb animals, and we love doing dumb shit. Here's a guy with a golf simulator that wasn't quite fun enough, so.
Oh.
Now, look, he's holding up a can. Oh, how's this going to go, Dean? Sleeves optional. This has got to be your best swing of the day, or it's going to kill someone.
Oh,
We're living now. We're living now.
So is that a, what does he hold? Is that a bottle?
He's holding up a beer bottle.
Damn. Okay, yeah.
And that's, imagine catching that on the hand. There's a lot of bones in there.
That is impressive. Yeah, you're out for beautiful a while if stuff that hits your fingers.
Yeah, or never mind if he hooks one into your jaw. Oof.
You might have some serious issues with your metatarsals if things go sideways there.
That is correct. Now, who's the ice fishers in here? Are you both ice fishermen?
Oh, yeah, we love to fish.
Now, so if there's like pools of water on the ice, or you should be worried about ice, or is that just some warm weather? Or who knows?
Maybe someone took a leak.
There's some crack, maybe someone took a leak. Comes up through. It's fine.
Yep.
So maybe someone took a leak here.
Don't worry about it.
Or maybe not. Let's have a look here. Looks like this guy's dragging himself.
Oh.
On a scale from 1 to 10. Oh, boy. The good news is that that fishing hut's not
the shack
go down.
Didn't go down. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not seeing that out there.
Did they get out is my question.
So I
think I saw this. Go ahead, Ryan.
How do you get out? Like, what's the move here?
I saw they had an apparatus that had some bars that would go out for stability on the ice. And then there was a crane kind of a thing that did pull it out.
Yeah, oh, I'm sort of worried about the driver.
Yeah.
My thoughts
are not the he's dead.
He's dead. Okay.
Oh, he's dead. But you can save the truck.
Yeah, Dean's like, oh, yeah, that guy, he's a loser. What about the truck, though?
Is I mean, that's a Chevy Avalanche.
Save that damn truck, please.
You could probably get $8,000-$9,000 for that thing. Dry it out. You know?
That's where your mind went.
When we set that up on ramps and let's get
how are we going to get this
it
truck out of here?
You, yes.
You are
has anybody seen Bob? Who's Bob? He was driving. Oh, I don't. I assume it's
Bob's problem.
I don't know. But if we can get the truck out, open the doors and we'll get some of those fans and we got to dry out this the upholstery fast before it gets that smell in it or we're never going to get this thing sold.
We can buy this from the estate for cheap. They won't even know how good we can get this thing.
Yeah.
Some people like prefer warmer water though, Dean, you know that? And it's just, you know, live different parts of the world, different climates, and it's just a little different. Like here, for example, that's how this guy gets around, and that's a little bridge there that, oh no, that's a crocodile. Buddy. Buddy,
I don't. Dean. This is very suspenseful.
Oh, no.
I don't like it.
You know what, though? Here's the thing.
Whew.
Never in these videos that you show, like yesterday, the kids swimming with the babies, the guy. Never in this is the crocodile or alligator asking for it. They're minding their own business.
That's true. That's a very good point.
Dumb a-holes have to go and start messing around with them.
Yeah, the crocodiles are never assholes. They're just hanging around.
They're just chilling out.
I'm just gonna sit on you and whack you with a cane. I'm gonna try to close
your
mouth.
That graph. It's the you know what?
Yeah, fuck around and find out.
Fuck around, find out. You're right about here.
You're fucking around.
You're fucking around is right.
You're about to find out.
You're about to find out.
The crocs, they're just leading their best boom life. That's what they're hanging out. They're chilling.
I just had something to eat. I'm very tired.
He's worried about his next meal. That's all that croc cares about.
Here comes this. Look at this ass clown. He's got to come. I'm going to have to bite the shit out of him now, aren't I?
I am still a croc.
Yeah, all it's right. His next meal. That's all he's worried about.
All right. I'm biting him to spin a spinny death roll. It's coming
listen,
up.
If Dino's on the couch, you don't roll in with a huge thing of bonton potato salad and not
get
expect him to go at
his
it.
Belly. You're
jeez. Come on, people. Fucking around, finding out.
That's right.
Let's now some people when they get nervous, they just pass out. We've seen this before. I'm trying to remember what we saw. I think it was on one of those slingshot rides at the Stampede or whatever, where the every time the girl came to, she's like, she'd pass out again. Pass out again. So it's like some sort of a safety mechanism for people to get scared very. They just pass right out, don't have to worry about it anymore. This was not a good place for a pass out. I think this is called some sort of a sky ride. Let's watch.
Away, bro, pass out on this sky ride.
So he's strapped in on some sort of a harness, and they've got a big track on the ceiling. He's looking good. Oh, there he goes.
Oh, jeez. That's Jack. Jack, you passed out.
Oh, Jackie. That's just a...
How was the ride?
How's your balls?
Yeah, you remember the beginning. That was fun, huh?
Yeah.
That looks like a fun place.
It does look like fun.
Yeah.
Guy's soft.
Yeah, guy is soft.
I mean, what is it?
Ever been on a flying fox? Come on now, bud.
What are you ever been on an airplane? Like that you're passing? Seriously, come on now.
You're wearing a bleeping harness. I'm not asking to walk around the treetops without any support there. Come on. Soft.
Wuss.
Totally. What's today? Tuesday's legs day, right, Dean?
Yep.
Let's go to the gym.
Oh.
So I want you to watch the legs here. He's pumping these things.
Oh, is that we should watch, Ryan? Watch it. Okay.
Yeah, watch. Yeah. Look at him go. He's strong.
Oh no. Oh no, he went too far.
Well, I think he's going to have a few legs days off for the next while.
No!
He was safe at first.
No! No!
You hate to see it. Sometimes on Jeopardy, if you're watching reruns of the new ones or whatever, there'll be a hard question. And it's Americans, right? Usually on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about wanting to bite people in the nose, Dean? Have a listen.
100-plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times. 11 times by this player. Joe, who is Magic Johnson? Oh, no.
Dean?
Stand by.
Oh, my God.
Magic Johnson.
It didn't, NBA. Really? He was thinking NBA. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You didn't listen to the question.
Well, you can listen again if you want. I thought it was pretty clear.
Yeah, it was kind of clear, but
should we listen one more time, Red? Or are you good?
No, I understood it.
I'd like to see it one more time. And and remember, the guy chimed in. It's not like they asked him out of the blue.
No.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wasn't attacked on the street.
Yeah.
Plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times. 11 times by this player. Joe, who's Magic Johnson? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Poor Alex.
Poor Alex.
Underrated part. Alex going... Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. No, 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 no.
Dumb prick. No, 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 no.
I don't know.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That'd be a good drop.
Now, in some parts of the world, monkeys are like hardened criminals. There's gangs of them that run around, they steal your backpack, they eat your food, they're hammering darts, they got their own society running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's have a look. It looks like a couple travelers here. Well, a monkey snuck in. They left. You can't be leaving the sliding door open at your hotel, right?
So you have a monkey on your bed. What?
Getting ready for the goods.
Hey,
here.
That mini bar. If you even move stuff, they're gonna charge us for it.
Seriously.
The apple's outside.
Yeah, that's the problem. You're luring them in with food, you dumbass. Oh, hey, friend.
That's my vape.
That's my vape.
Oh, honey,
watch.
Here.
My vape.
Sarah?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I get
smoking my vape.
Out of here. Out of here. Gone.
No. Oh, my God.
Yep. See ya.
I don't even really know how to react to that.
That fucking monkey knows what's up.
She's way too calm for that scenario.
You'd be
There's
freaking out.
There's a monkey in your
like,
room.
Yo, buddy, give me some nucks. Like, what are you doing there?
Madam.
Vape. that vape was used heavily, perhaps. Maybe that adds to the calmness.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Last couple for you. Dean, I promise you, I solemnly swear, I, Ryan Pinder, will no longer show rat videos after this rat video. This is the Temple of Rats, I believe in India. 20,000 rats in this temple. It's a tourist attraction, Dean. Look at that. You can feed them cream. It's
sacred. I'm not watching. I'm looking at something.
Oh, no, there's nothing to do. It's just, that's it, man. There's rat shit all over for you. Rats help you cook. That's nice of them. So people think that humans get reincarnated as rats. So this temple is to see your lost loved ones. Yeah, huddling up by the fire.
There's rat shit everywhere. This is your last story, right?
That was it. That was it for rats.
You know what? That person that did that video is an absolute loser.
I mean, they made it on Barn Burner. Sounds like a big winner to me.
No?
Yeah, it's a high bar. Does it pass the Barn Burner muster? Like, is it?
That's right. Yeah. No more rats, though, Dean. That's the good news. The bad news is we don't have any sort of moratorium on pizza. So this is a flavor I've not seen before.
What is the matter with you?
That's not ideal.
Oh, dear. Dean, that's your Pinder report. Have a great lunch today.
Brought to you by Village Honda. Huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, all makes, all models, all budgets. Over 90 units on site. Access to more than 500 more inside the dealership group. Make Village Honda your one-stop automotive destination in Calgary. They're worth the trip, located in the Northwest Auto Mall. Anything you want to say there, Rhett? Is there just nothing? Just
yeah, there you go. Thank you, Brad. Well said.
Lover boy. Okay. A couple other things I want to do here before we shut it down.
Burn this tape and move on.
Shut it down. You're going full Lynx Airlines, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the case. I'll make a phone call. I know we agreed on to the end of the hockey season, but
No more rat videos, Dean. That's my promise to you.
That's a promise, is it? Promise? Your promise.
It's my word. Mm-hmm. Trust me, Dean.
And again, it comes back. There's some guy back there, or I think it sounds like he's at home today. He's pressing play on all this.
That's the guy that needs a hard sit down.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the segment?
This was Dean's idea back in the day. He really
that's a lazy excuse by the guy that just spoke right there.
I think what it was you know some sports, but then dumb videos, and you've taken it into how can we gross everyone out?
Mm-hmm.
What's the most disgusting, vile, gross footage we can dial up?
It's not his fault. Listen. It's the algorithms. They've got him. He's looked at a few. He's watched the full video. He's watched it a couple times. He's chosen it. Now The algorithm has him. He can't get out.
I do want to thank the Barn Animals, Dean. I get about 15 to 20 items sent to me a day, and most people say, right. I can't wait to see Dean's reaction to this. It's my favorite part of the show. Great.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Outdoor Dental, Dr. Jay Patel. Outdoor.dental is the website. We're almost, we're almost through the winter season. And because I got thinking about this morning, you're going to maybe head outside, go to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Hammock. Maybe you fall asleep outside, you know? You don't want to be roaring.
Nothing better than an outside nap in the summer. Oh.
Let's take you back a long time ago. A young Boom moves to Red Deer, Alberta.
Young strapping.
Big city.
Yeah, young strapping Boom has moved to Red Deer. His wife, not there yet. I just had to go. You know how broadcasting works. Can you be here in 9 hours? That'd be great. Mm. Move to Red Deer, rent a little furnished apartment for the time being. What are you going to do? Doing morning stuff. Done by 9, 10 a.m. Don't know anybody yet. And you know how much of a people person I am anyway.
That's right. Love people.
Hey, what am I going to do? let's go to Sylvan Lake. Let's check out Sylvan Lake. It's beautiful out here. Hot weather, beautiful stuff.
What a day.
So I grab a little cooler, go to the old Wally World and grab a cooler and grab some drinks and some, got a blanket. You're going to go and just hang out at the beach. Ooh. Well, if you're familiar with Sylvan, so the body of water, beach,
yep,
sidewalk,
mm-hmm,
street, which I guess is kind of like a lot of beaches, but whatever. So I park myself on the beach. It's a beautiful day, boys. I've having myself a nice little chilled beverage.
Oh yeah.
And then before long, I realize I've been asleep.
Oh,
I fell asleep again doing mornings. I'm not used to
getting up early. It's not your fault.
Getting up early. The problem is what woke me up was me snoring. Laying right on the back, like full out just roaring. And I'm close enough to the sidewalk that I realize, oh, people are walking right by looking at Sir Chunks-a-Lot laying on his back. Like he could have been throwing cigarette butts or whatever into my yap as I'm laying
beer pong
there.
In there. Yeah.
Quite a picture. It's like, I need to revisit this.
I almost got a ticket in Sylvan Lake.
Yeah, yeah.
I was having a nap in my vehicle.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, yeah. It was midday. It wasn't even that. I was there and I had to do an event in Red Deer or something early. And so then I had to do a ice session in Sylvan.
Yeah.
A few hours later, but it wasn't time to start. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I ate. I'm nodding off. So I just went and parked and the cop came and knocked on the door. What are you doing? My license plate was expired.
Oh, geez.
See, it wasn't the sleeping he was mad about. No. Yeah. There you are.
Well, you can avoid all of this if you just go and see Dr. Jay Patel and get yourself the snoring treatment with the Soleil Laser. It's that easy. Dentistry with no needles, no drills, no stress. But the Soleil Laser, in addition to that, can help, not cure, but certainly treat your snoring. If you're having sleep apnea, that sort of thing, what it does, the laser goes into the back of your throat. The soft palate gets tightened up. And it's that kind of, it does this thing. It does one of these when you're snoring.
Your little flapper.
Tighten her up. Your old flapper back there. Get your flapper pie taken care of back there. And it's two treatments, 15 minutes in duration. Increase the tension in the soft palate, reduce snoring, non-surgical, pain-free, and it works. You get more sleep. The sleep you get is better sleep. Those around you also get more and better sleep. Why wouldn't you check it out? Why wouldn't you get it? Outdoor.dental. It is, we've had a lot of the barn animals, as you say, mm-hmm, Ryan. A lot of our barn animals have gone through there, have had the treatment, and I've heard back. It's great. It's great. It's as quick and painless because it's the laser. Little topical kind of a cream lotion that they put in there to numb things.
Great.
She go. Outdoor.dental. Get yourself booked in for an assessment today. And thank
15
you.
15 minutes, Jay. Twice. Love it.
There you go. Do you want to talk about some history?
You got some history for us?
I've got a little bit of history, but I've also got some, I went through the draft stuff.
Oh, you went through the draft?
Old drafts.
Really? Well, that must've been fun going down memory lane. And
so we're going to do both. So you just tell me which one you want to do first.
Well, let's get right to it. I know how much a lead in your life red is, but drafts even more so. So let's start with the draft.
2018 draft, ladies and gentlemen. 2018 draft. If you were going to redraft, how would you just look at who's played the most points, games played? How would you, if you were going to reevaluate how a draft should have gone or who should have been selected?
More? Yeah, you're looking for impact players, right? You don't impact have to arrive players. Quickly. You don't have to play the most games. You want game breakers. It's in the draft. Right. Go find difference makers, right?
In 2018. Yegor Sharangovich was drafted in the fifth round.
Wow.
At pick 141. There are seven players only from that draft who have more points through at this point in their
career. The entire draft class? Not that
than
round.
Than Yegor Sharangovich.
Wow.
Kachuk was taken fourth, obviously Brady. Brady Kachuk, fourth overall, 325 points.
Okay.
Quinn Hughes, taken seventh with 311.
Hell yeah.
Svechnikov, he went second. He's got 298. Rasmus Dahlin, now again, defenseman. He was taken first, but he has the fourth most points.
Yep.
Noah Dobson at 12. Flames he has pick. 181.
Was the
Joel Farabee, 175. He went at 15. And then Jesperi Kotkaniemi, 154 points. He went third. And then it's Yegor Sharangovich with 144 points, the seventh highest point total out of the entire 2018 draft class.
What the hell was going on at the top of that draft? I heard four names there, but what's going on the rest of that first round? What are we doing?
Yeah, and I don't think that it's necessary. Sorry, go ahead, Russ.
Well, there seems like there's a lot of misses too, though.
I feel like that year the Flames didn't have a pick till round four, if I'm correct.
Yeah, they didn't pick. Yeah,
the Dobson pick was theirs. They traded it for Hamonic.
Yeah.
And he's now going to get Norris. Well, it's awesome. But I believe that might have been the Rizichka and somebody else. Zad Gorovny in round seven, maybe?
You know, I need to take it back because Bouchard got a point last night because he was right there. He has 145.
Bouchbaum said two.
He went at 10. So now Sharangovich at one point less at 144.
Eight.
But either way, you're talking about a guy that's easily in the top 10 out of that draft class and in scoring.
Walks through that misses. There. Yeah.
Jay O'Brien, Philip Johansson, Dominic Bach. Now Jacob Bernard Docker
might be coming.
Good player, could be coming. Rasmus Sandin has played 208 games, but doesn't have the points.
Leafs and then to the Caps, yeah.
So again, it's maybe a little bit cherry nice picky
in round five, though.
But it's a pretty good fifth round hit for sure. 263 games, which is
who else right is taken out of round five there? Anyone else played much?
Well,
deep cut.
Mention those. Barrett Hayton went at pick five.
Wow,
he's played 201 games, has 80 points. Zadina went to Detroit, if you remember. He's moved around a bit, 241. Boquist, Vitali Kravtsov, Oliver Wahlstrom, Ty Dellandrea. So there you go. Yeah, I was kind of shocked to see that old Yegor.
So is that the Pospisil year or the Rosie year? Which one?
Pospisil.
Pospisil year. There's a good pick for you, Dino.
Round four. 105.
Round four.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I had one other one, too. Well, you know, I won't bother.
Oh.
I won't bother with it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Or I could pull it up.
Yeah, do it. Come on.
Nah, I'll do the other one. Because I don't think I have it right here. Don't matter. Now, the other thing that I have for you today is kind of at this date in history.
Yeah.
1994, February 27th. Where were you in February of 1994, Retro?
Well, I'd have been Saskatoon, I guess.
Yeah.
Kicking ass. Dominating. Yeah. Getting ready to get drafted, Dean.
Yeah.
Probably jailhouse tats around then. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Fresh.
Oof. Fresh tats. Yeah, yeah. Ryan, 94, February, late Feb.
Would have been junior high school, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, how about you, buddy?
Not alive.
Yeah, not alive.
Dead?
Dead.
Yeah. Dead and buried. Let's go back. It was, I was watching this closely because I was in college and a college mate of mine had gotten hired on to go to Lillehammer
join
the CBC crew. They took some college kids to go obviously not do a lot, but haul cables and work at the Lillehammer Olympics. This is the gold medal game. Canada-Sweden tied at 2 in the shootout.
The arm wrestling of pressure shifts back. The seventh shot taken in the shootout to try to decide gold. Peter Forsberg scored in the first round. Score! On the backhand.
Forsberg had to adjust his play as he moved in. Look at Forsberg. He's cut off by the goaltender. Look at that reach. One hand.
hand on the stick and ushers the puck in behind Corey Hirsch. A creative, brilliant play, thinking on his feet as it happened.
Paul Kariya, 19 years of age, scored in the first round. If he scores in this round, it will perpetuate all of this tension. If not, Sweden has its first ever gold medal in Olympic competition. What a test. Tommy Salo at one end with the 30 pounds of equipment. And Paul Kariya.
Shot.
And still to this day, in many ways, an iconic goal from Philip Forsberg. They call that the Forsberg.
The Forsberg.
Where you take your stick to the other hand and
look
tuck
at the
it
gloves
in.
He's using. How do you do this?
Yeah, there's a lot there, which again doesn't feel like that long ago, but I guess it is kind of quite a while ago now.
Did you say you were there or your pal was over there?
Well, my pal, one of the broadcasting class.
Sure.
One guy got picked, and of course he comes home with CBC jackets and boots and snow pants and you name it. He probably had about $5,000 in gear after he came back. But,
odd to lose a gold medal on a shootout.
For North Americans, indeed, yes. That was very, very much a contentious issue.
I don't care. I'm just...
Mm-hmm. No, and it didn't stop, right? The 96, they went to Nagano, or was it 98? And it was the same thing against Tasek and the Czechs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep Wayne on the bench, Mark Crawford, and throw out Ray Bourque. That's a...
Come on, Ray. Put it in, bud.
Yeah. Yep. We'll put you on the dollar bill if Ray Bourque scores. Thanks, Mark.
It's kind of a bummer. I didn't realize.
Thanks, Dean.
That was today in history.
I should have been on that team.
Is that right? You got snubbed? You're going to take junior guys?
How old were you in 94?
No, I meant the 98.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah. If Rob Zammer could go on, to be fair, I feel like you could.
Yeah.
That was fair enough. Shitty roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring some penalty killers. No, just bring stars. They're good at everything.
Zammer is the one name for sure, right?
That's, Corson was on that team too.
I think Brindamore. Am I crazy?
Brindamore I had less a problem with.
I agree, but it was like you probably left the star that you could teach to penalty kill at home.
Yeah.
But Zammer was
that was a pivotal greatest point. You wonder, though, what if that team's successful? Then you keep that mold and that model. Okay, well, who's the best fourth liners out there? Who are the best third liners out there? Oh, it didn't work? Okay, maybe just take best players? Just take everyone that's
just
good?
Take stars? Okay, good, So you can have four scoring lines. You don't need to bring checkers to the Olympics. Interesting.
Oh, we've got depth.
We'll take it under advisement.
We're a hockey nation. We have a lot of good players. Okay, good. Yeah. Comfort, firm feel, motion isolation, cool. Sleeps cool. I don't know how they do it, these Douglas mattress folks, but they got it figured out. There's nothing worse than being too hot when you're sleeping, right?
That's brutal.
Brutal.
Stop it. Try to sleep here.
It's Canada's best mattress, according to Canadian Living. Yeah. Douglas Mattress. Avoid the pushy salesman and the whole of these sales tactics and all this stuff. This is as simple as it gets. Mattresses. Mattress shows up at your house, bring it inside, put it on your bed, sleep.
Rhett's going to do that tonight. Think about it.
I might open it up when I get home.
Absolutely do it. Be the best sleep of your life.
Every mattress order, you go to douglas.ca/flamesnation. That's going to trigger a deal for you. You're going to get this. Now, it's like a $650 package that you're getting for free on top of your mattress. When you order your mattress right now, you're going to get this free comfort sleep bundle. It's two memory foam pillows with pillow protectors, a luxurious cotton sheet set, and a mattress protector. That's on top of your mattress. All shows up at your door. And Ryan, you've done it. I've done it. Bring the box in. All vacuum sealed in this. It's like a big old cinnamon bun.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Delicious.
On rolls. Yeah.
You take it in there, and as soon as you cut, and now carefully, right? Don't cut the mattress. Don't be, but you just kind of open the plastic, and this thing comes right up to size in no time at all. And it's just layers of foam, and they have figured this thing out in there. They've got the cooling layer and the protection layer and the whole body of it. And I don't know how to explain it other than it's nice and firm, yet soft and comfortable.
So when I'm coming in at 1 a.m. after doing afterburner on a Saturday, my wife's been sleeping for an hour, I can get right in there. Motion isolation. Don't even wake her up.
That's right. Well, aside from the other noises and stuff that you make, but it's not Douglas's fault. Douglas has nothing to do with
those noises, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
How long is this thing going to take? What, 2 days? No, it's like 10 minutes. You can sleep on it. Unbelievable.
Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians, over 10,000 five-star reviews, and it's the industry-leading risk-free trial, 365-night risk-free trial. You don't like it. So you're like, 365? It's a lot.
Does that mean?
Get a full refund, no questions asked. Douglas donates these mattresses to local charities, so there's no waste here. They've got it figured out. We are on board. Douglas Mattresses, proudly made right here in Calgary, ensuring the highest quality materials and fastest delivery to you. Do it now. Douglas.ca/FlamesNation to get that mattress and, of course, that free comfort sleep bundle that's valued at $650 just for free. Just here you go.
That's the right price.
Here you go.
All yours. Here you go.
That's for you. Yeah. Remember earlier I said, so we were talking about players, because Conroy, I'm not sure how much boozing he's going to get done this weekend because he's not got any of these trades done.
Rats. Down.
Do you want me to jump in here? Because I just have been thinking about this and pondering it. You know, this show's a little slow today, and it would have been good if Conroy had made a move, right? Because then we'd have lots to talk about.
Right.
We're kind of holding our hands waiting for this Conroy guy. He's a sneaky bastard.
Is he?
And I finally have used my telepathy to burrow into his brain. He's actually quite smart. So what's going to happen here? Saturday night is what night, Ryan?
That's Mika night, Rhett. That's number.
That's right.
34. What was Mika? Room. Pardon me?
What was Mika?
He was a goalie. That's right.
Drunk. Yeah. Drinker.
Huh.
Yeah. Big what happens big when a team has an emergency and they need a goaltender?
A knee bug, baby.
Markstrom. Gone. Saturday afternoon. Boom. Okay. Kiprusoff, one-day contract, e-bug, ceremony, on the bench. Five minutes left in the game, he's in.
Love it. Yeah. Come
on. This story,
I can see it. Yeah, I can see it happening for sure.
Stories don't get better than that. Gets to put the gear on one more time. Well,
remember, the Oilers, they used to have their guys, they'd come wheel out in their full gear, right?
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the other thing, because they're going to be all fired up for
Yogs.
Mika night. They're going to be up like three or four in the last minute, and they're going to let Mika go up for the last 60 seconds. Standing all, finish off the win.
And you know who'd love that more than anything, I'm sure, is Mika. That's, I'm pretty sure, on the list of things he would want to do is strap on some pads and go back out there.
I know he'd like to celebrate if he did wrap up that final minute of play with a win.
I'm sure that really matters.
First drunk e-bug to ever play.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Dusty Nichol, he was at Greta the other night and he was in it. I don't know. So now with that in mind, here's Judge with a good question. Question for you, gentlemen. Are you doing an extended show for trade deadline day or just the normal show?
Just for context, the deadline is 1 p.m. Mountain on Friday.
Right.
1 p.m. Mountain, Friday the 8th of March.
So, I mean, with the Flames front and center.
Could have two or three of the biggest chips out there.
Probably a very valid question. Retro, and you'd probably have to go past one, depending on when deals get done, just for reactions.
20, 110, 130.
So that's, what are we talking, next Friday?
That's a week from Friday. It'll be Hawaiian T-shirt day. And they're playing Lightning the night before. It'll be a busy show. Lots to talk about.
Thoughts?
That's probably manageable. I do have to get to Saskatoon at some point.
Now, if the D-men are gone, what really are we looking at?
Here's the other side. If all the trades are done, it's pack it in day, right? We're not doing.
Go watch Frank. Watch Frank sweat over his phone over a money. We reserve
the right to pivot at any moment.
Absolutely.
But it's under consideration.
Yeah.
It's up to Conroy. There again.
Don't look at us.
Whatever Conroy decides to do, that's going to impact our lives, other people's lives.
Don't worry about screwing people over, Conroy, their lives and things that they got to do.
Conroy. One drinky reunion with Mika. Just one. That's all we wanted, Connie. Let's threaten all the other alums. Yeah. What's the itinerary looking like? Green light Wednesday?
What are you talking about? Start again.
What's the itinerary for Mika
this week? Mika
week. It's not just a day. These fellows are back together. They love spinning the yarn together.
Dinner what day is Thursday today? And Friday. Depending on who's in town. Definitely something with Kipper Thursday. There you have it.
And there's Friday schmoozy stuff at the Dome, I heard. Mika.
Yeah. Lame.
That's the corporate one where you don't want to do the roast in front of the owner's kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mix in some waters with your bacon and eggs. Be all right. Betway Bets. Let's do the Betway Bets. Our buddies at Betway coming through for us once again. Oh, the official gaming partner of Barn Burner and Afterburner.
How'd you do with McDavid last night, by the way?
What?
How'd you do with McDavid last night? You doubled up on McDavid because I think he had
a power play point and a goal, so he didn't score.
Why not? I don't know. Is he on the paper?
It's the Oilers. Can't pay attention. Yeah. Betway Bets. Get the Betway app in your phone. Play along, but bet the responsible way with Betway. That's the way we do it. We recommend you do the same. Going with the Kings and Flames tonight. Connor Zeri plus points. Just get one. Plus 120.
Jeez.
And then they've got some player specials in there. When you go to the app and you click on the game, you're going to have a couple. Now, yeah. Nazem Kadri, he's on a heater. 6 points in his last three games. And Kevin Fiala, I can check it here, but he too is on a nice little roll.
Good.
Not that it really matters. I mean, it's just you're just kind of taking a shot at it anyway. But Kevin Fiala and Nazem Kadri both find some twine. We're dancing. Kevin Fiala, here we go. Did not score last night, but had goals in three straight prior to.
Good.
So plus 600 if both Fiala and Kadri score tonight.
It's a big number there. I'm with you on Zeri with the point. It's just he's doing it seemingly more than half the time, and that plus money doesn't feel right. We're going to take it, jump all over it. I also like Yegor to get to three shots or more. That's a plus 125. He's been winding it up on the power play. 3-on-3 in overtime. Just get the puck to the net, Yegor. Come on, buddy. I know you're center now, but keep shooting, friend.
I'm pretty happy with him. He's doing a great job. Doing whatever they ask. He's a good soldier, hey?
Honestly,
fourth line. Okay, sure. We're going to need you to play here. All right. How about center in the top line? Whatever you need, coach.
Yeah, and those wingers aren't known for their D with Huberdeau on the left and Kuzmik.
That's right.
Some heavy left in there, Yegor. Thank you. Yeoman's work.
Good old Yegor.
Yeah.
What are we looking at with him?
Well, zip the puck. He can shoot it.
20 goals, 38 points, 58 games.
I got him a bet with him to get to 44. I need a few more, Yegor. Let's go. Lots of runway. Just get it out of the way quick.
Name 59. And his career high goals is 24, correct?
You're going to get it. Yeah, it was second year in the league.
Four away from his
sophomore 24.
This Conroy knows what he's doing, folks. This Craig Conroy.
What's that extension going to look like this summer? He's a UFA next year.
You're muted there, bud.
Yeah. That's why nothing's happening with these trades, because all the other GMs are scared.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to get fleeced.
They're going to get connied, like Tommy Fitzgerald did.
Yeah.
Don't get connied. Don't get conned by Connie.
Just get absolutely railroaded by this Potsdam, New York native. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know what? This whole
part of that shady Hall of Fame,
hey, how's she going? It's all a ruse.
Facade.
It's all part of the gimmick. You mentioned earlier, I happened to turn on the game last night, the Dallas game, as this was happening. We were talking about what Dallas really would, they're looking for defense. And if you could get, Hanifin would be all right. And Tanev, really, maybe they get both. Logan Stanko, could you get Logan Stanko out of Dallas? Could you get this guy? It might be too late. Two games, goal, assist, 10 shots.
Just 10, hey? Just 10.
Too late.
Yeah. Rhett was not impressed with his AHL numbers, but that's a good start in his NHL.
I thought his AHL numbers were very good.
They're phenomenal, but Rhett just said it's the A. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
So this is the stuff that matters, and he's a point-per-game player that averages 5 shots a game.
Small sample. I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, I think you're...
Tony knows who he is.
I think you're kind of cherry-picking on the AHL thing. I don't think we were talking about... I think we were talking about something else with the AHL when Rhett said, well, whatever.
I don't think it was about Logan leading the AHL and scoring at 21 with 70 points. He said, I don't care about his AHL numbers. Matthew Phillips left the AHL. But he's a very good player. You know, they're not moving him. Flames could have had him. Was he round two, 3 years ago?
Round two, 47th overall in 2021. Yeah, 57 points in 47 games. This his first. And the other kicker is he's a teammate of Connor Zary, going back to Kamloops. Kamloops.
So would the Flames take that round? Play. Like it was a you'd like to swap those guys if you could.
I'm pretty sure you probably would. Yeah. They actually had 2 picks prior.
Don't be the Swedish kid. Don't be the Swedish kid. Don't be the Swedish kid.
Swedish William Stromgren. Okay. Swedish left winger. Yeah. And then 2 picks later, Dallas took Stank. Shit.
Yeah. That happens in the draft, Dean.
Yeah. And I think also we've decided that the LA King, he's not...
Which one?
Quentin Byfield. He's not... No. They're not trading him either, right?
Monster year. He's huge.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he's a real beast. Shit.
I know. You got to find the next one, though, Dean. That's the thing.
All right.
You got to find these guys before Rhett hears about them. Then you got a chance at keeping them. Come on, Connie. Unearth some gems here. Let's go.
Yeah. Unearth them.
Bruce Davis, well, you know, hadn't heard a word. Holy crap. Look at these numbers. Where does this guy come from?
Yeah. 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 Well.
You want to see what's on the menu? What are you thinking?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've thought about it. I've deliberated. And yes, I do want to know what DoorDash, because I mean, it's DoorDash. It's chilly outside. Maybe you don't feel like venturing out. Maybe you want to dash it up, dash that for the win with DoorDash. It's very simple. You get the DoorDash app. You go and get what you want from where you want, whenever you want it. And it's just that easy. But Double Dash on DoorDash, you can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees. Everyone can get what they want. And with the promo code Nation25, Nation25, on your first order, $15 or more, zero delivery fees and 25% off. They're just, it's like they're begging you. I don't know what else you need DoorDash to do for you. They're doing it just about all, doing it all for you. What's on the menu for DoorDash?
They're literally bringing it to your house. All they're not doing is eating
it to you.
You get to eat it. That's the best part. They're doing everything else. They're paying for the delivery on that one. They're going to help you on the, come on now.
No, you stay home.
Yeah.
We'll go get it.
We got you.
All right.
Okay. Boy, we got a busy slate tonight, friends. Already Blue Jays and Tigers underway. If you need a little afternoon nap, Rhett, Grapefruit League, the best. It is a 2-0 lead early. Aurelvis Martinez is doubled. Who cares? It's baseball in the spring and the sun's a shining. Crack of the bat. Tonight, crack 3 really good NHL games. Vegas in Toronto. Austin Matthews and Leafs won there last week. Vegas is interesting, fellas. No Eichel, no Stone, and suddenly lots of cap space. Don't sleep on McCrimmon, who seems to always max out the cap and have everyone back when the playoffs begin. They could be a
loves the deal.
Loves the deal.
Loves the deal.
It's Colorado. That's at 7:30. That's a banger out west. Two Central Division foes. Those two in Winnipeg are all in a really tight battle for top spot in the division. And it's the Kings and Flames at 7 from the Scotiabank side alone. That's a pretty good slate. 4 games. That's what's on the menu. Rhett, what are you ordering?
I got to see how I feel when I land, right? Because I'll land.
What's a good travel day meal? Yeah.
I'll immediately order as I'm getting off the plane because then I'll get in the car. It'll be there when I get home. It'll be wonderful. I'm not sure what I'm feeling yet, though. Okay. I got to test the weather.
You get on the flight? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in the boozy section of the flight? You get the free booze or no free booze?
I need to upgrade, so I need to get off this call.
Get in the booze section. Okay.
Restaurants, groceries, pharmacies, bakeries, flower shops, and more. It's all there for you. Dash that for the win with DoorDash. All right. Mm-hmm. Cammy and I will do the afterburner tonight.
Good work, team.
I'm going to send in some. How do you do that? Like you did the other day when you sent in some messages and stuff.
You just get on your YouTubes, start typing away.
Or if you're on your X or your Instagram, you can click in that way and then it'll take you and you can kind of.
But the commenting is a little easier on the YouTubes. That's the place to be.
If you YouTube it,
all the comments. Yeah. It's a real good spot for you.
I'm going to comment then. I'm going to have some comments.
You
help you out.
That'd be good. Cammy in line, as you said, Rhett. Hey.
Let her know. I want to let you guys know how you're doing tonight.
I'll appreciate that for sure.
Get some feedback.
I know you will. Yep. I'm sure you'll read them. I know you will.
I'll appreciate those for sure. That'll do it. See you tomorrow, buddies.
Catch a flight.
Adios. Travel.